Command under strain, Pentagon purges, DHS friction, and a fractured opposition. An accelerating breakdown between civilian political appointees and the career professional infrastructure they nominally oversee is the defining pattern inside the Trump administration's military and security apparatus. It is showing up across the Navy, the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Secret Service simultaneously. Ousted senior military officers have gone on record saying, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pushed them out specifically for questioning his policies, a pattern that, if accurate, would ensure that the remaining personnel stop asking questions rather than improving the institution. The Navy is managing its own parallel controversies. Acting Navy Secretary Hung Cao suspended senior official Brandon Newsom after undercover video showed him vowing to undo Trump administration policies, while the Navy separately reversed, only after public pressure, a plan that would have withheld sailors' service histories from the press. At the Department of Homeland Security, multiple reports describe genuine friction between Trump and Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, a former Oklahoma senator who has been in the cabinet position for only 4 months. A Secret Service agent on Vice President Vance's protective detail has additionally been suspended in connection with a leak investigation, raising questions about internal discipline within the security services. On the political opposition side, Transportation Secretary turned presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg topped a 2028 Democratic primary poll, while Gavin Newsom reportedly slides. Early data of uncertain predictive value, but indicative of the party's emotional center of gravity. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called on Senator Mitch McConnell to resign after 6 consecutive weeks of absence, with no public health update at age 84. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee suffered its 3rd straight primary loss as Ruwa Shah won Arizona's 1st district, a result suggesting either a misread of primary voters or a failure of organizing capacity heading into the 2026 midterms. The Trump administration also dropped a subpoena seeking a list of Jewish employees at the University of Pennsylvania after significant legal and public pressure, while the Justice Department simultaneously issued its 1st update to religious liberty guidance since 2017.